I'm Adam Voss for High Plains Public Radio. This evening, the Amarillo Symphony performs a concert, Intimate Evening, with guest soprano vocal soloist Sarah Jane McMahon. I spoke with Yaniv Dinur, who will be guest conducting the orchestra this weekend, about how the theme Intimate Evening relates to the music he will be directing tonight.
Let's start with Barber. Barber's Knoxville is one of the most touching pieces, I think, that were ever written, to the text of James Agee, and it's basically Agee's memories when he was 29 years old, and he was thinking about the time when he was six, growing up in Knoxville, and describing the atmosphere there and how he felt like as a kid, describing his parents, his relationships with them, and a very touching realization right before he's put to bed, that he's asking himself, who am I, and he realizes that he's basically all alone in the world. And so Barber related to that feeling very beautifully, and he wrote an amazing piece of music for singer and orchestra. And after that, we will play a scene from Bernstein's short opera called Trouble in Tahiti. And you know, the evening is called Intimate Evening. So if we were talking about the intimate piece of Barber, this is the, here we are talking about the intimacy between a husband and wife. This is what this opera is about. And in this scene, the main character, Dina, has just watched a movie, and she's describing the movie in a very funny way, and the music is upbeat. And we are going to open the concert with Forez Pavan, a very, very beautiful piece, the very, very popular piece. You know, it's interesting. The Pavan is played, is being performed a lot, and usually it is played quite slow, like a requiem. And Forez himself, he was aware of it. He was aware that the piece, because it's so beautiful and touching, has a tendency, or people who are playing it have tendency to perform it very slowly. But he didn't like it. Actually, there's a restoration of a recording of a piano roll of him himself playing it. And he plays it in quite fast tempo, very, very noble, very graceful. And, of course, Brahms' Symphony No. 4 is one of the greatest masterpieces that were ever written. He wrote it when he was 52 years old. But, you know, it happened that just 2 weeks ago I conducted Brahms' Serenade No. 1, a piece that he wrote when he was 24 years old. And this was one of his earlier tries of writing a big symphony, and he ended up with a piece that included six movements, and he himself didn't know exactly. He asked himself, what is this? Is this a symphony? Is this something else? You know, but it was one of his first attempts, and it's amazing to see now, looking at these two pieces, how much music, musical ideas, how many musical ideas got to the fourth symphony, the last symphony that he wrote, from that early piece that he wrote when he was 24. Brahms, of course, it's a completely different story. It has its moment of intimacy. Of course, we know that Brahms was, I was like to think about him as wine. He's the romantic wine in the classical barrel. So he's one with one leg in the classical era and the other leg in the romantic era. And so there are moments of intimacy, there are moments of explosions. But I think the most important thing about this evening, that we call it an intimate evening, is the intimacy between the orchestra, the Amarillo Symphony, and the audience. And I'm looking forward to performing this wonderful music to the audience here.
Yaniv Dunier, thank you for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That was Yaniv Dunier, this week's guest conductor for the Amarillo Symphony, joining me from my Amarillo studio. The symphony performs Intimate Evening tonight and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Globe News Center for the Performing Arts in Amarillo. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Adam Voss.